Hello there. Welcome to class number one of the Healing Circle series, Closer, More Healthy Intimacy. My name is Master Theta Healer Karen Abrams, and I am so delighted to have you here with me so that we can heal your challenges with intimacy to bring in your most compatible romantic soulmate or become closer than ever with your romantic partner. Cultivate and enhance your self-esteem and body esteem, and build strong business and money relationships with integrity and joy. Intimacy is such a vast and rich topic that when we finished the first series, Healthy Intimacy, there were still so many places to go, and the response was so powerful that I had to follow my heart and just continue the journey. So whether you've participated in the first Healthy Intimacy series or not, these classes will take you inside your mind, heart, and soul to heal your pain and frustration and build a new bridge to a vital and balanced sense of self in an area that everyone has something to learn. You have the opportunity here to become more grateful, more insightful, more confident and supportive, and that can have an enormous impact on both your personal and professional relationships. And being a part of a group consciousness that supports your intentions will magnify all of our results. This is the first class in a series that has three additional 90-minute classes and an evening meditation recording geared to help your subconscious mind bring in more healthy intimacy into your life. So let's begin with a brief introduction of Theta Healing and how this session will be conducted, just in case there's anyone on this call or listening to the recording that's not familiar with this modality. Now, Theta Healing is a simple technique that connects you with God or Source so that you can access your subconscious mind and energetically change negative beliefs, perceptions, and feelings that have been holding you back in your life. It's going to help you forgive, let go of pain, trauma, and shock from your past and your present, and help you move on into a life that's lighter and better than the one that you live now. This is how we're going to conduct the session. I'm going to go into the Theta Meditation, connect to Source. Then I'm going to ask to come into your space, and you're going to say yes out loud. And then I'm going to receive intuition about what's going on with everyone. And at that point, I'll ask all of you if you'd like an energetic healing on that in the form of a download of how to do this or that, or would you like to know what this feels like, or would you like God's understanding or perspective on this or that, which is going to be the most loving perspective. Your job is to say yes out loud. Saying yes is the only way this energy will get into your subconscious mind and change those issues that are harming you. At this point, notice how you feel. You may feel something, you may feel nothing. Either way is good. You'll still be getting the healing because I'm witnessing it for you, and that's my job as the healer. So we're going to begin the session. I'm going to go into that meditation now. I stop speaking when I do that. Here we go. Okay. Now know that every download that you receive is going to come to you in all languages and on all levels so that it can reach everywhere in your subconscious that's holding information that you desire to be changed. We don't want something hiding in a file somewhere under Spanish or Serbo-Croatian or English or something where you can't reach it. So this is what we want to do. Okay? So can I come into your space? Okay. Remember to say yes out loud or in your head. Now, one thing before we start, or even as we start, I want to tell you, some people go, oh my gosh, I got so deep into the session that I forgot to say yes, and know that you're giving your permission just by being here, so you're going to be okay. But yes is just a very conscious way of allowing this information to come in. Okay. All right. Now, what we're going to start with are just the basic downloads. I still take them all these years later. So even if you've done it before, there isn't anything wrong with getting more love. Okay, so here we go. Would you like to have God's definition of unconditional love? Say yes and know what that feels like. You may feel something, you may feel nothing. You may feel something you can't explain. That's all good. Would you like to know what it feels like to be worthy of receiving God's unconditional love? Okay, good. Would you like to know how to and what it feels like to receive unconditional love from God's definition? Good. Would you like to have God's definition of unconditional joy and know what that feels like? Would you like to know what it feels like to be worthy of receiving God's definition of joy? And know how to and what it feels like to receive unconditional joy from Creator. Good job. Would you like to have God's definition of unconditional self-love and know what that feels like? All right. Would you like to know what it feels like to be worthy of receiving God's unconditional self-love? Cool. Would you like to know how to and what it feels like to receive unconditional love? Self-love, excuse me. And know what it feels like to love yourself unconditionally from the inside out from God's perspective. All right. And know what it feels like to be completely safe in your body and in the world from God's perspective. Would you like to have God's definition of discernment and know what that feels like? Would you like to know how to use discernment instead of fear to make the decisions in your life? And know what that feels like? Would you like to know what it feels like to be completely healthy from God's perspective in every cell of your body? Would you like to know what it feels like to be completely loved by Source? All right. Okay, cool. Here we go. Now we're going to get ready to get into the main program. And first, in order for us to expand our ability to be intimate with others, is to be intimate with ourselves. So this translates to being comfortable in your body first and foremost. So I say this because most people who are going to be on this call, if not everyone, is a healer in their own way. And we tend to leave our bodies as healers because we've experienced pain. Now, this could be anybody anyways, even if you're not a healer professionally, but it could be as simple as like stubbing your toe, but it could also be about emotional pain that you're experiencing at the moment or you experience consistently. So would you like to know who you are first from God's perspective? Say yes. And also I want you to know that as we go through this program, sometimes you may believe this is going really quickly, or sometimes you may believe it's going slowly. But know that your divine timing to receive all of this energy and all of this information will happen for you. Okay? So if I'm going boom, 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 and you're like, wow, I don't feel like I'm getting anything, it's just waiting for you, and it'll come in your divine timing, and everything will be okay. All right? So would you like to know Source's definition of healthy intimacy and know what that feels like? Would you like to have God take you back to whatever lifetime and level you began to believe that it was unsafe for you to stay in your body and have God change that? There we go. And would you like to know what it feels like to be safe in your body and know that it's possible to do so? Yes. Okay. Now let's get into some beliefs that may be holding you back from staying in your body. First, I'm going to tell you what the beliefs are, to share them with you, and then I'm going to ask if it's okay to change them, to have God change them, okay? So, here we go. I hate my body. I am a target for abuse. I am unworthy of love. I am unworthy of compassion. I am unworthy of being understood. I am unworthy of being listened to. I am unworthy of being in a body. I am a stranger. I am an alien. Everyone is a potential threat. This is my world. No. I am alone. I am separate from my body. I am outside my body. My body is actually someone else's body. I am secure in my body. Bad things happen in my body. Bad things happen to my body. I know how to take care of my body. No. I'm afraid of my body. I'm disappointed with my body. I am drained by my body. My body is killing me. My body is a traumatic place to live. If you have any of these beliefs in any lifetime or on any level, would you like God to change them now? Say yes. And whatever you have will change. Whatever you don't have will remain the same, okay? Here we go. Boom. Nice work. Just watching that change. My body is pain. My body is painful. My body reminds me of the pain in my life. My body is tired. There's always something wrong with my body. My body is trauma. My body will never be right. My body will never be completely healthy. My body is causing me pain. My body is the problem. My body never obeys my wishes. Getting my body into shape feels like punishment. My body never looks like it should. I need to hide away from my body. I'd rather be outside of my body instead of inside it. The universe is much more interesting than being inside my body. I belong in the stars. I belong to the stars. My job is in the ethers. My earth is my home. No. My body is my home. No. My body packs on weight. I know how to digest my life. No. I know how to enjoy my life. No. I'm faking my life on earth. My real life is in the ethers. If you have any of these beliefs in any lifetime or on any level, would you like God to change them now? Say yes. Good. Being inside my body is a mundane experience. I blame my body. I either love my body or reject it. My love for my body is temporary at best. I trust my body. No. My body fails me all the time. I leave my body anytime I can. My mind is in constant overdrive. There's nothing positive about my body. I'm always in my head. I'm thinking all of the time. It's challenging to control my thoughts. I know the difference between my energy and someone else's. No. I take on the energy of everyone in the room in order to heal them. I made a promise to heal everyone in the room. I made a promise to heal everyone in every room I step into. I know there's going to be a lot of nods for that one. There's very little reason for me to stay in my body. My body is where all my pain is. My body holds the history of my abuse. My body holds the history of my disappointment. My body always lets me down. I'm sick of my body. I am always the rescuer in the relationship. I can never be needy. If you have any of these beliefs in any lifetime or on any level, would you like God to change them now? All right, let's watch that go. Cool. I give more than I ever receive from others. My body should be healthy, and it never is. There's always something wrong with my body. When I stay outside my body, I escape my fate. Staying outside of my body is a way to be safe. Staying outside my body is a way to have a better life. Staying outside my body is a way of coping with my life. Escaping is safer than confronting. My body is a constant mystery to me. I know how to treat my body well. No. If you have any of these beliefs in any lifetime or on any level, would you like the source to change them now? All right, here we go. Let's watch that happen. I'm afraid of my body. I know how to ground myself in my body. No. I know how to live my life in my body. No. It was a mistake for me to come back into a body. I failed when I came back into a body. I'm just a visitor in my body. Life is more interesting outside of my body. If I go back into my body, I'll be abused. I am unable to receive love when I am in the body. I'm unconscious in my body. I have better things to do than stay in my body. I'm anchored in my body. No. I can anchor myself and my body. No. I'm afraid of what God has to say to me. My body is weak and slow. I just want to be out of my body already and into the next adventure. I leave my body in order to be happy. I leave my body in order to survive my life. I experience very little joy in my body. My father never loved me. My mother never loved me. My father never protected me. My mother never protected me. I feel guilty when I'm unable to help someone. I feel responsible for everyone's feelings. If you have any of these beliefs in any lifetime or on any level, would you like Source to change them now? Good. Oof, that was really good. That was a lot of belief systems. Holy moly. This is good. All right. Just watching that even out in your bodies, watching you to adjust to this new reality. Wonderful. Would you like to have God take you back to whatever lifetime and level you began to believe that it was a mistake to come back into a body and have God change that now? Okay. Good job. Would you like to have God take you back to when you decided to come into this body and have God give you the truth about why you did this? Yes. And would you like to know what you were meant to learn from God's perspective for making that decision? And would you like to release the trauma that it caused you to come into this body? Let's just release all that. And would you like to, here it goes, still more. There we go, good. And would you like to release the shock it caused you to come into this body? There we go. Good job. And would you like to release the anger you feel towards God, or you felt towards God when you came into this body? Okay, so resentment wants to come first because that's the back door to anger. Nice job. And then let's release that anger that's coming now. The anger's like, okay, I'll go. So let's do that. Anger's going to come, and the resentment, all of this stuff is coming mostly out of your kidneys, primarily out of your kidneys. But there's still some stuff coming out. I can feel it coming out of the hips, actually, and also the liver. There we go. Good job. All right. Would you like to have God heal the sense of powerlessness that you felt when you came into this body? Now, when we ask God to do a healing on us, what happens is when we feel pain or when we've been harmed, even if we cause ourselves harm, that you give up a little piece of your soul to the situation, to the person. And then when you ask God to do a healing, God finds those soul fragments, cleans and washes them, and returns yours to you, okay? And the other ones to the other person in the situation or whatever needs to happen. So when we heal that sense of powerlessness, we're really also returning that sense of power from God's perspective to you. There we go. Good. And would you like Creator to heal the sadness and the grief you felt when you left the afterlife and came into this body? How many people have ever asked you that question? There we go. There we go. Woo, I can even feel that happening to me here. It's wonderful. Wow, lots of grief coming off of you. Would you like to have God heal the loneliness you felt when you came into this body? Okay. And have God heal the disconnection that you felt from God when you came into this body. All righty. Would you like to... There we go. Let's watch that. Check to have God heal the disconnection you felt from the afterlife when you came into this body. And understand that that's somewhere. And that also, how do I put this? In Theta Healing, we call that the fourth plane, that there's seven planes of existence. We're on the third plane. And when you die, when you leave your body, you go to the fourth plane. And Creator, God, Source, is on the seventh plane, and that's pure unconditional love. There we go. And would you like to have Creator heal the disconnection you felt from your companions in the afterlife when you came into this body? There we go. And you'll recognize them when you leave your body. Okay, good job. And would you like to know what it feels like to be connected to God while you are in this body? There we go. And would you like to know what it feels like to be connected to your companions from the afterlife when you are still and while you are still in this body? Without leaving. Okay? And would you like to know what it feels like, and though that's possible, by the way, would you like to know what it feels like to be connected to the afterlife while still in this body and know it's safe and possible to do so? Okay. And would you like to know how to and what it feels like to bring yourself back into your body after you leave it, whenever you leave it? Good. Would you like to know what it feels like to live in the Mother Earth energy inside your body from God's perspective? Good. And know that it's possible to and it's safe to? And would you like to know how to and what it feels like to be in the moment from God's perspective? Okay. Good job. I'm loving it. I'm loving what I'm feeling from all of you. There's a really big openness. I'm really sensing a big expansion in the heart. Big expansion in the solar plexus. Very big. And a lot of the crown chakra, which is the chakra that connects you to Creator, a big expansion there. So now we're going to get into vows. Now, vows are promises that we make either consciously or unconsciously to right a wrong. So even though there is you came by this honestly and nobly, when you take on a vow or you make a vow, it takes away your free will and it drains you of the energy in the process. So we're going to complete and finish these vows, those contracts, agreements, so it's possible to choose what it is that you would like to do, okay? So if you, let's say you have vows to heal your mother or to save your mother, to save your brother, you can still do that, but you can choose to do that instead of feel drained by the vow, okay? So here we go. Here are the vows, and then I'll ask you if it's okay that God complete and finish them, okay? To heal everyone in the room that I step into, to be the only healer in the room, to be the most important healer in the room, to save everyone's life I encounter, to heal everyone's life I encounter, to be everyone's therapist, to give more than I receive, to give till I have nothing left, to act like I'm the most together person in the room, to help everyone I encounter, to save everyone's world, to absorb the energy of everyone in the room, in everyone in every room I step into. I'm going to say that again, to absorb the energy of everyone in every room I step into, to parent in every relationship I am in. If you have any of these vows in any lifetime or on any level, would you like God to complete and finish them now? Okay. Good job. All righty. I'm going to take a caller, someone on the line who wants a healing. Let me see. If you want to be on that or participate, just press star 2. Ontario, Oakville, Ontario. Hi.
Hi, Karen. How are you, honey?
I'm great. How you doing, Effie?
I'm good.
I have never met this woman before in my life. I just guessed her name. I swear. Okay, Effie. How are you doing? How can I be a support today?
I'm good. I would like to have better timing with my partner.
Better timing. Tell me a little bit more about that. Go and get into
that. It seems like our timing with intimacy is mismatched, and we would like to.
Oh, you mean you're in the mood when he's not in the mood, and he's in the mood when you're not in the mood. That kind of
thing.
Yeah,
we get tired a lot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ah. Okay. Yeah. Is it okay if I come into your space?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a lot of frustration around this for both of you.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of expectation that the other person is going to ruin it. So is it okay if God changes that for you? I understand that. Anybody who's been in a couple understands this. Absolutely, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And let's have God heal all that frustration that you're both feeling.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you. And there's a lot of anger and resentment. So let's have God release that, that you both have for each other.
Yeah.
And remember, there's a fine line between sex and anger, and between being sexual and being angry, right? Because you're getting into this place, you're it's an impulse, it's an urge.
Mm-hmm.
And when the urge isn't satisfied, the first thing that comes is anger and frustration.
Yes.
And it can come out of nowhere, because you could be real happy you're together and really ready to play, and then all of a sudden, if you're not being met, right, you turn into an angry pit bull.
Yes.
Okay. There we go. So let's just release all that anger.
Yes.
And let you know that it's safe for you to have divine timing, and it's safe for both of you to be intimate with each other.
Yeah.
And it's safe also for you to even plan a date. And I know, you know, when things are really hectic and really busy and there's a lot going on, there isn't a lot of energy for sex all the time. And so let's also just go into what you can do when there isn't energy, but you still want intimacy.
Yeah.
And that it's possible even just to fool around a little bit and be in the understanding of each other.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also just the understanding, and this comes from long-term couples, that sometimes when our partner is not ready to go, and we are, we still got to take care of it. So,
mm-hmm.
And that it's okay to give permission to the other person to go and have an orgasm without their partner.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean, and so here's where there's a cross here, because now it feels like, oh, well, he doesn't want to have sex with me, he just wants to have sex with himself. Or she doesn't want to have sex with me, she'd rather do it by herself. But, and so let's have God let you both understand the truth on that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know any couple who hasn't had that thought.
Okay.
If you've been with somebody long enough, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But let you know that, and is it okay if both of you know that you're good enough?
Yeah.
And that you're sexy enough?
Yeah.
And that show you how to and what it feels like to appreciate the sexuality of each other, and that it's safe to do so.
Yeah.
And what's coming, and I know a little bit about this couple anyway, so I will say that out here, that this is a very high stress time, and there's a lot of stuff going on. So I pick up that stress, I pick up a lot of that commotion. And sometimes guys want to relieve the stress by having sex, and sometimes women don't want to have sex because they're stressed. I don't know why they put us together sometimes, because it's some funny stuff going on. So so let's just let both of you understand that.
Yeah.
And once again, that it's okay go off and have your own orgasm when you really are feeling like you really want one and the other person doesn't.
Yeah.
And how to and what it feels like just to allow yourself that space to do for each other, to be there for each other in that way.
Yeah.
Okay. And to also create a space where it's possible for both of you to be in the mood, which means that's a date. That means you can't work on Saturday or Sunday. You can sleep in. And whether you're a morning person or an afternoon person or an evening person, you can honor that time. You can go, you know, you can do something fun and new and different, because when you're working on the business all the time, it's like everything's the same and I'm doing this and droning in, drone out, blah, 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 right? And you don't get a chance to be adventurous. I've spoken about this before, but I remember hearing Tony Robbins talk about if you want the same romance you had at the beginning of your relationship, do the things you did at the beginning of your relationship, okay? So creating new adventures. It might just be a new, you know, a new place to see, a new movie to see, a new play to see, a new restaurant to go to, something new that you both haven't done, because then you rediscover each other, and it's a different thing, and that's really, really important for you guys to have it, especially because of all the focus you're having on business right now.
Yeah.
So God's just showing you how to create that special space for each other where you can honor each other, have fun, make it light, and then if you'd like to afterwards, have sex and be intimate with each other, and but also have that, just leave that expectation open to whatever happens.
Yeah.
And, all right, and let's just have God do a healing on both of you.
Yes, thank you.
And here we go. And let you both understand each other and hold that compassion for each other in this.
Thank you, yes.
You're very, very welcome. Cool. All righty. And let's release the burden of the expectations that both of you have at different times about your sex life, okay?
Yeah.
Release that burden, and that your sex life has become a burden. So let's have that God change that for both of you also.
Yeah.
So that he can bring it back into the fun place.
Yeah,
okay?
Thank you. Yeah.
It's fun homework, trying to make sex fun again. Really, there's worse homework out there. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
I'll
take that challenge.
It's a good challenge. All
right,
awesome.
Good challenge. Okay, thank
all
you.
All right, Judy. All right,
okay.
Bye. Bye, guys. Okay. So now we're going to go into, and I'm sure many people, I hope that you can, if you didn't do it the first time, there's things that you can take from that also. The reason we're all here on this line and listening to this recording is we've had similar experiences. The themes that we are experiencing in our life are very, very similar. So you can, God will give you your special downloads for that healing also, okay? Okay, so now we're going to talk about changing our negative habits, okay? There are habits we've developed in our life to protect ourselves from the energy of others. Some of these habits actually push other people away from us and hinder our ability to be close to our loved ones. So we're going to look at one right now since we have a shorter class today so we can change it, okay? So the first one we're going to do is finding fault in others, okay? That's the habit. I'm sure everybody's done that at some point in time. Would you like to have God's understanding on this habit? Say yes. And would you like to have God change the belief that you are insignificant, if you have it? And remember, all of this is downloaded in all languages and all levels, and found in all languages and all levels, and changed in all languages and all levels. Okay. Would you like to have God change the expectation that you're unworthy of being remembered? Yes. And would you like to have Source take you back to whatever lifetime and level you began to believe it was unsafe to be seen as whole, and have God change that there? Would you like to know what it feels like to be seen as whole from God's perspective? Good. And change that belief that God rejected you. Okay. And would you like to have God heal that rejection you felt from that misunderstanding? And would you like to, there we go, just heal that rejection. That's a big deal. It's a big deal. Would you like to be able to understand your mother without being critical of others from God's perspective? And be able to understand your father without being critical of others from God's perspective? Good. And would you like to release the criticism you felt from your mother? Okay. And I'm sure you had some point, even if you didn't have a critical mom. Would you like to release the criticism you felt from your father? Good job. It's a big one. Whether known or unknown, for some reason that's coming in. And would you like to, Would you like to release the rejection you felt from your mother? Known or unknown? And know that it's possible and it's safe to do so right now. Understand that what comes in its place is love and compassion and understanding of who you truly are, okay? Good job. And would you like to have God release the rejection you felt from your father? And would you like to know it's safe and possible to be unconditionally accepted by your mother, by her highest and most loving self, even if she never could do this in her body or in the time that you spent with her and lived with her and was raised by her? There you go. Nice job. Woo! Can feel that coming out of the solar plexus big time. And would you like to know that it's safe and possible to be unconditionally accepted by your father from his highest and most loving self? Okay. And would you like to know what it feels like to be unconditionally accepted by God? And know that's possible and safe to have that occur now. And would you like to know what it feels like to be unconditionally accepted by you? Would you like to have God resolve all of the lifetimes you were rejected for being yourself? These are past lives. They need to be resolved so you can retain the experience and gain the understanding. There we go. Would you like to have God resolve all the lifetimes you were rejected for speaking up for yourself? We'll do this all lifetimes and all levels for both of those. Here we go. All right. And here's some beliefs that might be holding you back in this area. I am enough? No. It's too unsafe to be accepted. I trust the universe? No. I trust people I love? No. Being critical towards others helps me feel superior. Being critical towards others helps me feel dominant. Being critical towards others helps me feel strong inside. Being critical towards others helps me feel like I have all the answers. Being critical towards others helps me feel found instead of lost. Finding fault in others convinces me that I'm right. Finding fault in others protects me from criticism and from others. I expect to be criticized by others. I constantly criticize myself. Finding fault in others distracts me from criticizing myself. Finding fault in others distracts me from my own imperfections. Finding fault in others distracts me from working on myself. It's too scary to work on myself, and if I delve deeply inside myself, I'll get lost in there forever. If you have any of these beliefs in any lifetime or any level, would you like God to change them now? Good. Diving too deeply inside my psyche is a waste of time. Finding fault in others keeps me in control. Finding fault in others keeps people from getting too close to me. Criticizing others saves me from being intimate with others. Criticizing others gives me power. Criticizing others makes other people afraid of me. Criticizing others protects my image of having it all together or knowing all the answers. Finding fault in others is my way of contributing to someone else's growth. Finding fault in others is a way to guide others. Finding fault in others is a way to protect others. Being critical of others makes me the center of attention. If you have any of these beliefs in any lifetime or on any level, would you like God to change them now? Good job. There we go. Okay. Would you like to know the difference between parenting and criticizing from God's perspective? Would you like to know what it feels like to parent yourself without using criticism to do so? And know that's possible. Good. Would you like to know the difference between blaming and taking responsibility from God's perspective? Yep. Would you like to know how to and what it feels like to take responsibility for your own actions without blaming yourself? And to know that's possible. Would you like to know how to and what it feels like to live without putting burdens on yourself from God's perspective? And know that's possible. Would you like to know how to and what it feels like to consistently see the good in others from God's perspective? And would you like to know how to and what it feels like to consistently see the good in yourself from God's perspective? And would you like to know what it feels like to allow yourself to be proud of yourself from God's perspective and know that's possible and it's safe to do that? Would you like to know what it feels like to allow yourself to be proud of others from God's perspective and know that's possible and safe to do? Would you like to know what it feels like to live in the moment from God's perspective? And know it's safe to do so and possible. Would you like to know what you were meant to learn from this habit of finding fault in others from God's perspective? Would you like to have God replace the old habit of finding fault in others with being accepting of yourself and others and know that's possible and safe to do so? All right. Good job. All right. Another piece of advice kind of floated in from the healing we just did and for Effie and your couple, and this is for all couples, is that, look, one point when we're talking about if somebody is in the mood and the other person isn't, and you can just give them permission to have their own orgasm, what's coming to me is still be there. They don't have to leave the room. Still be there and still be a part of their orgasm, even if you don't want to have one. So you can hold them, you know, you can caress them while they're having an orgasm. But that's a way to be still a part of the sexual contact and connection. And that just came in real big. And I just wanted to bring that back into the conversation for everybody. Okay? All right. So we're now going to cut from habits and sex to intimacy and money. So if you have challenges with bringing enough money into your life, then you have challenges with intimacy on some level, okay? Your core relationships with your family members gave you your first conscious exposure to what money is and how to relate to it. So did they say there was never enough? Did they say we have more than enough? Was there ease or was there tension when they spoke about money? These are the things that affected you deeply and profoundly. And when you moved out of your house and started your adult life, then you began to apply those lessons as you move forward. So notice how I said conscious exposure. The other unconscious influences about how you relate to money come from the other levels, your ancestors, our collective consciousness, our past lives, our soul level, which is the deepest part of those. In any case, if you put the way you conduct your relationship with money on par with how you conduct your relationship with another human being, then you know if you're really taking care of it or not, okay? And that's where we're going to go tonight, and we're going to continue to go through that throughout this whole series, okay? So it's going to be really interesting and cool. So would you like to have God's understanding on your relationship with money? Say yes. And would you like to know what you were meant to learn from your relationship with money from Creator's perspective? And would you like to have God's understanding on your mother's relationship with money? On your father's relationship with money? Would you like to have God's understanding on your grandparents' relationship with money? And have God's understanding, here we go, let that come in, on your ancestors' relationship with money? And would you like to have God heal all the trauma from your mother's relationship with money? All right, we're going to let that come out. Have God heal all the trauma from your father's relationship with money. And remember, we're still going to go into this throughout the class, okay? And would you like to have God heal all the trauma from witnessing your parents' relationship with money? Good. Witnessing the relationship. Isn't that interesting? There we go. And would you like to have God heal all the trauma from your grandparents' relationship with money? There we go. That's a big one, actually. Very big. Good. Would you like to have Creator heal the trauma from your ancestors' relationship with money, which includes your grandparents and your parents also, but goes beyond that? And would you like to have God lift the burden of all that trauma from every cell of your body? Good. And send that to God's light. There you go. Would you like to have God release the struggle with money you've witnessed in your family? On all levels, in all lifetime. And have God help you release the suffering with money that you've witnessed in your family. Okay. Alrighty. So, now, like I said, we're going to get really deep into that really fascinating place in the next class, in the, all of these classes that are coming. So, we're going to come to our conclusion of this class. Would you like to have God's definition and know what it feels like to have confidence in yourself from God's perspective? To live without regret? To celebrate your wins every day, to recognize God's support, to love yourself unconditionally from the inside out, to accept yourself unconditionally from the inside out, to understand your value from God's perspective, to understand your journey from God's perspective, to receive God's intuition with grace and ease, to trust your intuition with grace and ease, to trust God's intuition about money, to trust your intuition about money, to save for your retirement, to know how vital you are to the universe, to relinquish control from God's perspective, and implement God's definition of co-creation instead, to become part of a healthy community from God's perspective, to have healthy business relationships with integrity, to allow healthy people into your life to have healthy relationships, to generate wealth with grace and ease and integrity, to receive wealth with grace and ease and integrity, to feel whole from God's perspective, and to know what healthy closeness feels like from God's perspective, and to know it's safe to be close to healthy people with healthy boundaries who have your highest and best in mind. All right? We're going to complete the session. Let's just have Source integrate all of this wonderful energy into your space, all languages, all levels, all lifetimes. There we go. Boy, that time goes quickly. In the highest and best way, with grace and ease, and the most benevolent outcome. That's how God gives you a body healing. Just let this in. Drink it up. Would you like to know who you are from God's perspective with all of this knowledge and understanding now? Just say yes. Awesome. Okay, so we're going to let this work process through your sleep and into your subconscious over the next 4 to 7 days. Remember, notice what's lighter and freer, what gets better during this time until the next class. You've just begun to make your relationships easier by reuniting yourself with your body, beginning to heal your relationship to money, and healing a major habit that can negatively affect all of your relationships. This is will begin to bring about this deeper knowing of your true worthiness. So that was just the first class. So let's build on that foundation together. And your personal input about what you want healed during our time together is going to be woven into the curriculum. So now you have a sense of what our future classes are going to be like. They're going to be twice as long, too, so that means there's going to be more healings, personal healings going on, and we're going to get much more in-depth in each topic, okay? So I invite you to join us for the rest of the Closer, More Healthy Intimacy series. You can go to my website, which is thinktheta.com/healing-circles. The next email you're going to receive is going to have this information in it. And for those of you who can't make it to the live classes, know that everybody receives an MP3 recording of every class the next day, okay? And there are also bonuses for those of you who participate on an ongoing basis. If you attended our last Healthy Intimacy series, you're eligible for the thank you discount. And this is for those who participated in our last series only. So if you'd like to receive that thank you discount in the future, you can sign up for this series and it'll get you there, okay? And for those of you who would like to participate in Closer and go further with private one-on-one sessions, you can purchase two 30-minute sessions at a discount. And this is a great way to focus on your specific needs and receive the power of the group healing. And for those of you who would like to add healthy intimacy recordings to the Closer series and explore those in your own time, there's also a special bundled price for that also. I'd also like you know that this series includes this class plus three other 90-minute classes plus a bonus MP3 evening meditation that will help support all of the work that we do together and will continue to support you as you move on in your life. Please remember, our power as a group grows with your participation, and we can only do that together. Thank you again for spending your valuable time with me, even though it went by very quickly. May our time together magnify the personal satisfaction that we all experience in all aspects of our lives and bring all of us more happiness, balance, and peace. Bye for now.